And here's Milton Metz.
Thank you, Milton.
Oh, listen, Jack. I don't want to be corny about this, but dawn is slowly breaking in, of all places, of course, the East. The troops are gathering. Doug McGelvin, Denise Garrison, Letha Hall, all the gang are coming. Wayne Perkey, Terry Miners are all coming in, rubbing the sleep out of their eyes, gathering here in this meadow in front of the East Wing, where the 50 balloons are slowly assembling.
Milton, now, you can be corny with the best of them, I tell you.
Louisville Police Chief Dick Dotson's here with me now, and he has a word. The crowd is what, Chief?
Tremendous, Milt. I think we're going to set another new record this year. I'd say over 50,000 minimum.
Mike Calais is the chairman.
Oh, Milton, well, how are you this morning?
Thank you, Dick.
On the balloon race.
It's a go.
All right, Dan Maggett.
The kindest word we can have.
In a word, Dan.
I think it's great, Milton. It's a great morning. We're going to have a great race and a great crowd.
I understand the winds are out of the north. They'll be heading toward
the south.
See, they've got brainy people out here.
This is the cannon, the start of the Great Balloon Race 1988. Hey, nice big hand. And listen, if that didn't blow the station off the air, it's got off to a wonderful day.
Here we go. We're off and going. Here we go. You hear the crowd? Thank you. Goodbye. Here we go. The Great Balloon Race is underway.
Now, Bill Hampton, you're reaching into your pocket, pulling out something secret there, Milton?
No, just pulling out a Kleenex.
I see. Going to wipe the tear from his eye. What's down here?
A lot of trees.
We're getting ready. Captain Ernest Newton has this all figured out. We've got this thing won already, and we're still sitting here with everybody coming up and patting us on the back and saying, don't come back until you land in the center of the Emerald City, Oz. Bring back Dorothy and Toto and all the others, and that's our plan today.
A forest of balloons is the best way to describe it. As I've been heading south here coming toward you, you look down and all of a sudden these giant mushrooms just ballooned up, all different colors of the rainbow.
Harry, let's hear from you. Where are you, old friend?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Excuse me, Mr. Metz? I'm in the middle of a prayer right here, right now, but we're kind of doing a rosary all here together, the whole crowd this morning. It's kind of a morning novena right here in the with the rising sun over the expressway.
And behind me, on the other side of the South Park Drive-In Theater, Milton, there's a whole parade of beautiful balloons filling the air. Helicopters zipping around. I see downtown across the trees in the background. It's a beautiful morning. The sun coming over the eastern horizon now and just spreading a golden glow across Louisville. Good morning, Mr. Garbage Man. Good to see you, Cullen.
All right. I think they're called sanitation engineers, Dwayne. You better not call them Mr. Garbage Man. We've come a little way from that. Radio announcers are garbage men. I'm sure many thousands of you are at home at this time doing the morning chores, getting ready to go out to the track, maybe getting ready for lawn work, can look skyward and see these wonderful balloons, one of the great races.
Matt, we're close, we can see the 7 up.
What do you think, Matt?
We're a block and a half away.
We can see the 7 up balloon, it's upright in the schoolyard. We're looking for the X. Wayne, if you're listening, would you hurry up, get the X out, please? We want to win this fool thing.
Here it goes, look at this sucker go. We are talking right in the middle of that sucker.
Fucking Matt, way to go! Oh, hey, that's fantastic. What a drop!
2 feet, Doug. He measured you at 2 feet. The Chevron balloon and Jimmy Parker right overhead. He's about to drop that. Boy, he threw it with gusto. Here comes that bluegrass seed. Bam, down. Look out, Rick. Here it goes. He is dropping right over that thing. Literally, he's coming down and down and down and down. Now he's about 20 feet off the ground. Bam! The Bell South guy has just drifted backwards, going back north and going back up again. It is just a maze of wonderful colors of hot air balloons all around Auburndale Elementary School.
Yodel again, man. I want to hear the yodel, man. I love it. 2 feet out there. Yeah, I think I know who's buying lunch today.
Everybody's going up and down, getting just over the housetops. A couple times I've been close enough to put my toes in people's swimming pools in their backyards here. Captain Newton has his sights set. He looks like Christopher Columbus. He's got a periscope pointed. Fred Doyle, who's aboard too, said, land ho.
Let's go back to Wayne Perkey and the hair balloon and find out who's still tossing their bags.
I want to tell you, I'm watching the Pontiac excitement. Philip Glebe is drifting at about 6 feet. The bottom of the gondola is six feet off the ground. Philip, you can't touch down, you know. Here he's coming. He's just going to lean right out and casually just sort of drop it right
bam, right back down in the middle. These guys are bumping into each other, pushing each other around, kissing off and bumping back.
It's like stopping off at the donut counter to pick up your ticket. Everybody's in line.
Harry, you guys have disappeared on me. Where did you go?
Still drifting back a little bit here. Captain Ernest Newton has this under control. Wayne, just be patient, buddy. This.
How close was that under balloon?
6 inches.
6 inches? They cheated. That's for sure. They must have cheated. I want to be number one. Somebody moves the gray and the C from that other balloon.
Just brushed over Jim and Darlene Swanner's house right on the edge here. And they reached up and served us some breakfast. And I thought it was kind of nice because we're all kind of in a waiting pattern here.
He's leaning out. When he leans out, oh, mighty toss. Whoa, what a hit.
I missed the pilot's name of the John Connie balloon that made that incredible toss a few moments ago. But, boy, I bet the Baltimore Orioles could put him to work sometime soon on the pitching mound.
But a good toss considering where you're headed.
Exactly. I'll give you a call from Florida later today, all right?
The finish has never been this exciting and this close.
A Pontiac Excitement piloted by Philip Glebe. About 6 inches, 6 1/4 inches. Number two would have been Golden Flake Stack Foods, piloted by Frank Prell at 1 foot.
You want to go back and try again?
Yeah, I'd love to, as a matter of fact. I think we're going to have to regroup and we'll try it again next year.
Would you like to ride in my mirror?